77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. Thank you so much for tuning in, and it's so great to be with you, as always. And I assure you, we're going to have a great show today. And big thank you to all of you who are staying in touch. You guys are fantastic. Okay, and now I just want to say thank you for all of your beautiful messages, for all the likes. It always touches my heart, so never stop. Follow me on every possible social media platform. And my handles are Yola Nash or Yola Nash Show. And guess what's happening today? Well, today is National Kiss and Makeup Day. Woohoo! It's a good day to let go of resentment, grudges, anger, and give some love to one another. And you know what they say? Kissing naturally relaxes you, of course. We know that. We don't need science to tell us. Scientific reports say kissing is really good for you. And of course, all the levels of the body's feel-good chemicals jump high. And it's also so great for your mental and emotional health. So I'm giving you a homework today. Google what's so great about kissing. You'd be blown away. Okay, enough about this romantic stuff. I have to focus and let me tell you what's happening on today's episode. I have the world's most celebrated psychic medium, Thomas John, known as Manhattan Medium. Also, you will hear about phenomenal discoveries in cancer treatments with acclaimed medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Brzezinski, and a rising star poet, artist, Phyla Cederbaum, a.k.a. Mano Dano. So stick around, don't go anywhere, make yourself comfortable, grab a glass of wine or something, and let's do it.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
Now I am so happy to introduce my great guest, the world-renowned psychic and medium known to many of our listeners as Manhattan Medium. He has gained international attention for making accurate predictions, and he has been a trusted advisor to many celebrities around the country. And he's joining me now on the Yola Nash Show. Welcome to the show, the amazing Thomas John.
Bravo. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thomas, let's maybe start off with the question, what is it you do?
Well, I am a psychic and a medium, which means that I, you know, have the ability to really receive what I consider to be spiritual and divine guidance from the other side and connect with people's loved ones.
Mm-hmm. When did you discover that you have this incredible gift?
You know, I had experiences with this when I was about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over time, it definitely has grown and grown and grown. But I remember even at 4 and 5 years old that I did have an ability to see and sense the spirit world for sure.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I'm just wondering, how did your parents react to it at the beginning?
You know, they were, you know, unfortunately, you know, when this was happening and stuff, they didn't have any exposure to that type of thing. They weren't really comfortable with it at all. Luckily, over time, you know, things have changed, and definitely my mother has become more accepting of it.
Mm-hmm. Thomas, please tell us, how do you connect with the other side? Do you hear? Do you see? How does it really work?
It happens in a lot of ways. I mean, it's really through hearing, through seeing, through feeling. You know, the information comes through my emotions, through my thoughts. And a lot of it is me, you know, being shown things, receiving images, thoughts that come to me, things like that. So it really is more like that. I am a clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant, so it's through seeing, hearing, knowing, all those things.
Mm-hmm. Do you also see people's aura?
Yes, I do. I do see auras a lot of times too. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm asking because I was so fascinated by auras, and I was trying to even, you know, practice some exercises to kind of awake myself to that ability, but it didn't work much for me, unfortunately.
Well, I think that we all have. You know, I think we all have intuition. We all have intuitive abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I think certain people, just like athletic abilities, music abilities, you know, all those abilities are, you know, something that we can develop.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, there is still hope for me if I practice, right?
Yeah, I think that there is.
Great.
So, yeah, I think that there is.
And you've helped so many people over the years. Do you remember any unusual, interesting readings that stands out?
You know, it's interesting you say that. In a lot of ways, a lot of different readings stand out for different reasons. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I always think it's fascinating when somebody who's very young comes through, which is something that I've had happen several times where a younger spirit has made contact with me. So I always think that just, you know, it's fascinating in a way because they have such evolved, you know, really deep guidance. I have had many celebrities come through from the other side.
Wow.
So that's also been interesting just in a lot of different ways. So, yeah, some different things there that are pretty interesting.
Have you ever been scared or shocked because of the messages that came through?
You know, I wouldn't say scared or shocked. I do think sometimes, you know, I mean, the way the spirit world works, I mean, they're very, very direct, you know,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes maybe it's almost like kind of surprised me a little bit, the you know, some of the intensity of some of the messages. But, you know, I would say in general, no, I've never really been, it's never been scared by it. I actually find the process quite, in a way, comforting, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to your critics or people who are maybe a little bit skeptical?
You know, I think that is something that somebody's entitled to be. I mean, I think that's just a reality of being in my profession. I mean, I do think that certain people are skeptical. Is something that you have to be aware of, that there are going to be people who say, okay, that's crazy, I think it's so outside the realm of how we think about things,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I have many people who come to my events who are skeptical.
Right.
I have many people who come to my events who say, well, I'm just coming, but I really don't believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them have sort of significant and life-changing experiences. And so what I think is, you know, come with that skeptical mind, but also, you know, with an open heart and see what you think.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you just said is leading us directly to your great hit show, Seatbelt Psychic, on Lifetime TV. This is exactly what's happening on that show. People are shocked, surprised. They are in tears. They are ecstatically happy because of the messages. I love that show. And the way the show has been created is so original, and it's so intimate as well, because it happens in the car. Please talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, so my show Seatbelt Psychic, which we just wrapped the first season of it,
mm-hmm.
and it is a show on Lifetime, as you said, people can it's right now it's off the air because we just wrapped the season, but people can still go and get it on demand. It's still available for people to watch. You can watch all 8 episodes online on mylifetimetv.com. So it's a show. It's actually produced with my friend James Corden, who his production company and him sort of approached me with the idea of doing readings in this format. Of course, they do the very famous carpool karaoke. And when I first heard about it and they approached me, I was like, that sounds crazy. I
mean, yes.
Doing readings in a car.
And you're driving the car.
Right, and I'm not even a great driver anyway. So it was sort of like, I said, no, guys, you know, I'm not doing that. That sounds nuts to me. And they actually really pitched it to me with the idea that, because of the format of, you know, being in a car, you know, not knowing who was getting in, they thought, you know, this is a way to connect with people who maybe are skeptical. And we're really targeting, you know, these are just real people getting in a car, going in a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool in that way. And I thought, you know what, I am going to take this leap of faith and do this because it could open a door in many ways to just reach a different audience.
Mm-hmm. I love your show. Your personality is perfect for this type of show. The way you talk to people and your sense of humor is just all fantastic. So I absolutely recommend the show to all of our listeners. Seatbelt Psychic on Lifetime TV. To those who are tuning in right now, this is the Yolanda Show, and I'm talking to the world's most celebrated psychic medium, Thomas John, known as Manhattan Medium. Who has impressed audiences around the world with his accurate messages from the other side. And Thomas, what do you love the most about your extraordinary gift?
You know, I think I really just like helping people, to be honest with you. That's what it comes down to for me. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to, you know, write a book. I'm working on another book, starring in a TV show, traveling around the world. But to me, it's just about those messages that come through and for people to realize that, you know, really love, just like life, never dies and that bond is continual. Regardless of, you know, we're not talking about religious beliefs or anything like that, but that, you know, that energy, that our connection, you know, cannot pass, that cannot be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying this, because it just gives us hope that our amazing relationships we have with our loved ones are still alive.
A lot of times people will come through, you know, and say, you know, that they see about things and they know about things and stuff, and that is very important for them to you know, communicate. So a lot of times that is something that they'll definitely, you know, they'll talk about.
And by any chance, do you have any message for me?
The first thing that came to me when I heard your voice and we started talking for a second, I did feel your parents coming through.
Oh, wow.
And I felt them pretty strongly coming through. I felt, you know, Dad standing here. And I felt that he's been gone for quite some time. And then I felt your mom that felt a lot more recent to me. And
yes.
I did feel like they are definitely together. And they actually spent a lot of time together. And your dad's telling me that he was there to greet your mom. Your mom, the thing I was getting with your mom is just that she just told me she was surprised that it happened so quickly.
Yes, we were all shocked.
Yeah, and she's giving me the impression that she really thought that she had a lot more time here, and so she was very surprised by that. But what I do see is that they are tremendously proud of your ambition, and they feel like you know, you really, by the different things that you're doing, your work and things like that, you know, they're very proud of just that path that you're on. And I don't know how you would connect with the January connection, but I felt like there's a significant either passing or anniversary that would be January that mom's bringing up.
My mom passed in January, yes.
Yeah, okay, so that's just her way of trying to just really letting me know that it's her. But what I'm seeing is also a lot of new opportunities for you over the next 6 months, and I feel that you'll continue what you're doing, but it'll also, you know, continue to expand, and there's going to be, you know, different opportunities and stuff.
But you know what's interesting? I want to share this with you. My mom was my, basically my angel, the most incredible mother you can dream of.
You know, she basically is like a guide for you, I feel like. And your mom, I want to tell you that she was, I'm feeling that she was like a saint, basically. I mean, I feel that she was really, you know, was she sick for like about a week? Because
she was
showing me like a week.
She was exactly sick for a week. She got a heart attack and was in the hospital for 1 week and then passed away. And we were all shocked.
Yeah, I could just feel with her. She's a very sweet, loving person. And she's just, you know, she's Can I ask you, where are their three children that she would talk about? Because she's saying about three kids.
She has three kids, me and two of my brothers.
Okay. Yeah, because she's talking about, you know, she watches over the three kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's funny, but I don't know if you just changed your hair or if you're doing your hair different or something, but she talked about your hair, too.
Oh.
She likes the way you're doing your hair. She's definitely around you.
She was always my supportive angel, always there for me. And I was born on her birthday. I was her prematurely born child, and it was unbelievable.
I mean, usually somebody who is born on somebody's birthday is, you know, it's usually like a soulmate type of thing. So, you know, she probably really is in a lot of ways your soulmate.
Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful. It's just like so emotional. To continue our conversation, I would love to emphasize your fantastic book to all of our listeners. Never argue with a dead person. True and unbelievable stories from the other side. So please check out Thomas's fantastic book. And also, Thomas, please give us your social media handles and your website.
Everything is Medium Thomas. So my website is mediumthomas.com. My Facebook is Medium Thomas. Fans, and I'm under there, Thomas John Psychic, and I'm on Medium Thomas on Twitter and Medium Thomas on Instagram. So yeah, I'd love to connect with any listeners on there, and I'm pretty active on Twitter and social, so if somebody tweets me, I'll usually try to reply and stuff. So definitely, you know, would love to stay in touch there.
Absolutely. So everyone, don't miss Thomas John, Manhattan Medium, and his amazing show, Seatbelt Psychic. And also check out his shows around the country, because like you just heard, he's traveling all over the country and all over the world. Simply go to his social media and also check out his website for more information, mediumthomas.com, mediumthomas.com. Thomas, I feel absolutely honored to have you on the show. Thank you so much for today.
Thanks for having me.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars, only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend. Internationally award-winning medical doctor and scientist Dr. Stan Brzezinski holds 244 patents registered in 35 countries. A regular in the media, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and more, Dr. Brzezinski discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Dr. Stan Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show to hear about his groundbreaking alternative gene-targeted cancer treatment and the renowned Brzezinski Clinic. Dr. Brzezinski has saved the lives of thousands of terminally ill patients from around the world.
I am Dr. Stan Brzezinski. I have dedicated my entire career of over 40 years to cancer research and treatment. My mission is to help save as many lives as possible.
For more information or schedule a consultation, go to BrzezinskiClinic.com or call 800-714-7181. That's 800-714-7181. Don't miss Dr. Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show.
Yes, it's Yola Nash here. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I enjoy creating the content for you. And don't be too shy to reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I love hearing from you. And my handles are super easy to remember. Yola Nash or Yola Nash Show. And please don't forget to visit my website, yolanash.com. And now, I think we are ready to welcome my next fabulous guest.
Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
I'm so happy to introduce my very special guest. He's a brilliant, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist, PhD biochemist, and he's been doing cancer research for over 40 years. And he's joining us right now on the Yola Nash Show, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. Welcome to the show.
Well, it is my pleasure.
Dr. Bujinski, today we are going to talk about something that scares us all like crazy, and we are going to talk about cancer. And you have dedicated your entire career to cancer research and cancer treatment, and for a few decades you've been offering alternative, scientifically based and non-toxic gene-targeted cancer medicines that you discovered. I would love to ask you to take us back to the 1970s, to the beginning of your pioneering work, and tell us a little bit about your great discovery.
I was working at that time in the university in Lublin on my PhD thesis, and I discovered that in the blood of patients who had advanced cancer, there was deficiency of certain chemicals, and these chemicals belong to the group of small proteins or peptides. And I was very lucky to receive funding from President Nixon's War on Cancer. I received grants. I became a principal investigator at Baylor College of Medicine and MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Ultimately, by the time when President Nixon promised American people that there would be cure of cancer, we were able to cure the first patients by using medications which I initially discovered in the human body and which I named antineoplastins.
Could you tell us exactly what you discovered?
We found that they can kill malignant cells in the cell culture without destroying normal cells, which was very unusual. So they were non-toxic and they could get rid of cancer in laboratory models. So this was very exciting. The cancer is caused by combination of abnormal or mutated genes. In average cancer, there are about 60 to 80 abnormal genes which are causing the disease. In some very difficult cancers like brain tumors or pancreatic cancer, there may be 500 or 600 abnormal genes. We began testing antineoplastins, how do they work on genes involving cancer, and I found that they work on 100 very important mutated genes, which are present almost in every cancer. So that's why we had very good results, but of course not in everybody, because not in everybody antineoplastins covered all of the genes which are causing cancer. Mm-hmm. In some of these patients, there were genes outside the 100 spectrum, because these genes were coming from the pool of 23,000 genes of human genome.
Yes.
But the good news is that the other scientists went along this pathway. They introduced additional medications. Currently, there are over 100 medications which are available which cover these additional genes. So when we add some of these medications to our treatment, we can increase our response rate to over 80%.
Mm-hmm. So basically, your innovative approach towards the treatment of cancer is based on genomic signature, right?
Absolutely. Well, you see, now more and more doctors are doing a genomic analysis before they start the treatment. That's what we do for every patient. And then we treat the abnormal genes which are causing cancer. And when you do it, you have a much better chance to have a good result.
To those who are joining us right now, you're listening to WABC, The Yola Nash Show, and I'm talking to Dr. Bujinski, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist that has invented a gentle, non-toxic treatment for cancer. And I'd like to emphasize what makes Dr. Bujinski so interesting is that no time in history has any individual scientist entered FDA-sanctioned clinical trials for an effective and alternative cancer treatment, which is based on genetic analysis. Dr. Bujinski, if someone would like to get in touch with you, where do they go?
Certainly, they should contact us. Our phone number is 713-335-5697, 713-335-5697.
Also, you can go to BujinskiClinic.com. This website provides lots of great information. BujinskiClinic.com. Dr. Bujinski, I'm absolutely honored to have you on today's show. We applaud your great work and your discoveries and your desire to keep fighting forward. So I'm grateful for our conversation today.
I'm honored to be present at your interview, and I hope that this is an important message, and hopefully it will save some lives.
Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York. internationally award-winning medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Brzezinski, holds 244 patents registered in 35 countries. A regular in the media, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and more, Dr. Brzezinski discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Dr. Stan Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show to hear about his groundbreaking alternative gene-targeted cancer treatment and the renowned Brzezinski Clinic. Dr. Brzezinski has saved the lives of thousands of terminally ill patients from around the world.
I am Dr. Stan Brzezinski. I have dedicated my entire career of over 40 years to cancer research and treatment. My mission is to help save as many lives as possible.
For more information or schedule a consultation, go to BrzezinskiClinic.com or call 800-714-7181. That's 800-714-7181. Don't miss Dr. Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show.
Please remember, you can listen to my show and other shows on your phone. Just download our WABC radio app and you are ready to go. And we are streaming live on WABCradio.com around the world. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H. N.O. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, musician, and artist. Fela's highly anticipated new poetry book, Of Life and Other Such Matters, it's available on Amazon.com. And I encourage you to check it out. You're gonna love it. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
Do you know what truth is? I don't. I thought I knew. And then it turned on its head. And I danced on my ear. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I was looking for it. And then it wandered away. It wandered into the distance. And I swung on my eye. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I recognize it, but I don't know what it is. I thought I did, but then it turned inside out, and I hopped on my hair. Have you ever danced on your ear when truth was there, and then it was not? Have you swung on your eye when you touched truth and your hand reached through a cloud? Have you hopped on your hair when truth was black and then it was white? How is it that truth is nowhere to be found? I mean, nowhere to be found. But then it permeates all. Permeates your most desperate heart and your darkest night? How is it that truth is invisible when you crane your neck for a whiff of its fragrance, just when you fade into its dream? Do you know what truth is?
So beautiful. And I promise I'll feature Fela again on my next episode. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show, and the only thing I can say now, don't miss my next episode. You can listen live on Saturday 2 a.m. and Sunday 4 p.m. And if you missed any of my shows or any of your favorite stars, you can always visit WABCradio.com podcast page and check out the Yola Nash Show. Like me on Facebook, follow me, write me, stay connected. My social media handles are Yola Nash Show or Yola Nash. So until next time, stay well, be happy. I'm Yola Nash.
77 WABC.
No, I've never been premenstrual in my life.
You're not PMSing.
Not right now.
Don't believe us. Believe Yola. She's not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I never lie.
Exactly. Let's put you on the spot.
I would be like a shy mouse.
Waving through the window.
love.
That was
yes.
Good.
It's Yola Nash.